From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Space Shuttle Discovery is powering toward the International Space Station after what NASA says is a flawless launch.
3, 2, 1, 0. Booster ignition and liftoff of Discovery, blazing a trail to scientific discoveries aboard space station.
That's the NASA announcer at Kennedy Space Center. Discovery and seven astronauts are on one of NASA's final stockpiling missions to the space station. Just three shuttle missions remain after this one, with NASA retiring the aging fleet by the end of September. Three women are aboard Discovery. One is at the space station, and that will make an unprecedented four women at the station when Discovery arrives Wednesday. Tourist Alex Young admits the earthquake he felt in San Diego made him nervous.
This is the second one I've been in, and this is more, I think I was more concerned, worried, because being on the seventh floor in Concord Building, I mean, if it collapsed, I mean, that's at the end.
Young is from Washington State. He's one of millions to experience the magnitude 7.2 quake centered under Mexicali, Mexico. At least one person in Mexicali is dead after a house collapse. Mexican officials report injuries, though numbers aren't confirmed. Buildings swayed as far away as Los Angeles, and Phoenix, Arizona residents report feeling the earth tremble. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is hinting more strongly he may retire soon. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports at least one Senate Democrat says he hopes Stevens will wait before announcing his departure.
Stevens didn't say when he'd retire, just that he'd do so during President Obama's first term. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter said he feared that a nomination fight this year would end in partisan gridlock.
I think the gridlock in the Senate might well produce a filibuster, which would tie up the Senate on a Supreme Court nominee. I think if a year passes, there's a much better chance we could come to a consensus.
Specter says when Stevens does retire, he hopes he'll be succeeded by someone who will act as a check on executive power. Appearing on the same program, Arizona Senator John Kyle said he wants the president to nominate someone who isn't overly ideological. He also said Republicans are unlikely to stage a filibuster, but may vote against the nominee. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Pakistani police say two suicide bombs near the U.S. consulate in the northwestern city of Peshawar have killed at least two people. No one is hurt inside the U.S. complex. Police call it a well-planned attack in the main city near Pakistan's largely lawless tribal areas near Afghanistan. More violence in Russia's rest of North Caucasus region. A suicide bomb at a police station is leaving two officers dead in Ingushetia. From Washington, this is NPR News. Residents of a mining city in North China are celebrating after more than 100 miners were pulled to safety from a flooded coal mine. Dozens are still missing. Golf superstar Tiger Woods hosts his first news conference since the public first learned late last year of his numerous extramarital affairs. Woods returns to competitive golf this week at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. NPR's Tom Goldman reports he has kept a very low profile. That's now starting to change.
Since his infamous car crash last November and the ensuing revelations of numerous affairs, Tiger Woods has been in virtual hiding. He made his first public statement in February, then gave 2 5-minute interviews last month. But today, the Woods comeback begins in earnest. After an expected practice session in front of thousands of spectators, Woods' up-to-now controlled message regarding the scandal will be put to the test at a 2 p.m. Eastern Time press conference. Reporters are required to have tickets for the event, and officials report will not impose a time limit. Woods surprised fellow golfers yesterday by showing up at Augusta, hitting some practice shots, and playing 9 holes with friend and tour pro Mark O'Meara. Said O'Meara about Woods' upcoming week, it's going to be a different thing for him, but if anyone can handle it, he can. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Augusta.
Tonight's the night. Either Duke or Butler will emerge as the NCAA champ. One of Butler's big worries, how to neutralize Duke's 7'1" center, Brian Zubek. Butler's assistant coach, Matthew Graves, says he hasn't been sleeping a lot, but he says one thing he has been doing is watching a lot of Blue Devil video. Tonight's game is in Indianapolis. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.